We're going live. We are live and good morning. It's 6:44 a.m. on a Wednesday. And this is our 543rd episode here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well and having a good morning or evening or afternoon because we got people all around the world. That reminds me I got to put up podcasts today. Didn't do that the other day, so I still owe podcasts. Not good. Anyway. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer without working 60, 80 hours a week and get home to family and friends, have some fun in the office, have some fun at home, just have and stay healthy, right? Because if you work too hard, too many hours, you get stressed out and people get sick. But hopefully everybody's doing well and taking care of themselves. So. What are we going to talk about today? Two things, short topics, because I got to get going. Get the kids off to school and all that kind of fun stuff. So I want to talk about offboarding. Later on, I'll talk about onboarding as I started my new job today. So I'm going to talk about a little bit offboarding from leaving my last job because my boss reminded me of something. So I'll share that with you. And then I'm going to talk about asking the team. Pretty much first. You tell on the team. So ask them. Tell them what you see. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. So offboarding. For those who are leaving a job or getting laid off or losing my, like I got, because there was no more money. So then they're having major problems because people tell me, oh, you know about that. I'm like, no, but I had a feeling it was coming. I don't really ask, nor do I care. So when you leave a company, especially in this cold times, right? The sniffle times. And it's all remote and you're not in the office. I highly recommend when you return your computer stuff that you get the receipts from whatever shipping company that the company gives you to send back your computer stuff. Because it was funny. I sent my stuff back the other day because it took them forever to send me a box. And I sent it to them. And then, like last week, I sent it back to him. But I saved a copy of my receipt. I told the recruiting company, I said, hey, I sent it on this day. Just let them all know. I don't know what happened. But you know what? I took a picture of that receipt because I kept the receipt. And there's a reason why I kept the receipt. I don't want that company coming back and telling me I owe them a $3,000 computer, right? So it's just a piece of advice. When you do ship it back, keep the receipt, take a photograph. I use my phone. You know, I took a picture. I mean, it's amazing what we put on these phones, you know. I mean, just take a picture of it and put it on your phone and have it. So if they, because it was funny, I got a text yesterday. That's why I'm talking about offboarding. I just give them this piece of advice. My boss like, did you get the box? I mean, he's trying to cut around. Like, did you get a box? Not trying to ask me, did you ship the computer back? Because it's one of their checkoff procedures in the company. And I'm like, yeah, I shipped it on the 10th. I text, and it's supposed to be next day air, and I told my customer I did it. And in addition to that, I sent him the copy of the receipt. And then he had to leave me alone because I have evidence that I shipped it. Where it went in the shipping, I don't know, and I really don't care. So one of the offboarding things when you send your stuff back, take a receipt, get a receipt for shipping your stuff back because they're going to come back after you try to get you to spend, pay them $3,000 or so, whatever, for a laptop. Trust me, they will. I have a friend of mine. He's had to do that too. He tried building them for, so no, I shipped everything back. You know, I returned everything. I didn't use anything. And they tried to get it for tens of thousands of dollars for equipment and stuff that he did not use, nor did he have. So just be careful out there on the offboarding thing and don't worry about what they're doing in your old job. That's their problem. You know, you don't need to stress or worry about that. It's there's I'm off to my new adventure and have some fun and do some new stuff, which I did start my new job yesterday. And I will tell you some stories, not tell you, I will share some lessons learned on my part that I should have asked that I would have known if I was going to the office, but I didn't know because I'll be honest, it was the first time I've started the job in the coronavirus and the processes and what needs to be done to get you going. You know, they ship you the laptops and all that stuff and getting activated and everything because you usually do that at the office. And it's different now. and how do you meet everybody when you don't have a laptop and don't have connection to the computer? It's kind of hard. And that's something I think companies need to work on too. It's like everything's remote, you know, but we'll see. I'll share that on another day. So the other topic was ask the team. So I was discussing with one of my coaches that I coach. We were talking about issues with the team and stuff like that, observations. And here's a coaching technique, right, that I'm going to share with you. One of the things is it's not telling them what you think the answer is or why it's wrong. Okay. So scrum masters, agile coaches shouldn't go, well, you know, you're doing this wrong because blah, 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 blah. Or something's not working and this is what I think it is. That's not how you do it in an agile coaching way. In a coaching way, you might ask the team. So I've noticed that velocity's down. Right. So I noticed the velocity came down. What are you all seeing? Is there, what's going on that might be causing that problem? Are you observing the same thing I'm observing? Let's talk about it. Right. Now be careful if are you observing what I'm observing? Because that's a yes or no answer and it could have cut off discussion. I'd rather say, what do you think is happening and why is this? Do we need to worry about it? I mean, you know, there's another yes or no. Yes or no, you don't have to worry about it. But why is it happening? Make an observation and ask the team to tell why. Then you use diverse thinking, right? Systems thinking to solve it with your team, right? Don't give them the answer. Let it go. Let it go. You're not the one to give the answer. You're the one to help facilitate them coming up with the solution. And why do I say this? If I were to tell you exactly how to do it, you're like, well, Greg told me, and this is, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but I'm just going to do it. Just spite his ass, right? I don't care. But if they come up with the answer and they come up with the solution, they have it. They own it. It's their incentive to get it finished. So that is what I just want to say for today. And that's it. Happy scrumming. So again, take photos of all your stuff when you ship it back to your office and ask the team what their solution is. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell so you get noticed when we go live. And we will see you tomorrow. Bye.